You're listening to the show about various brick sounds and various brick sounds. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina. And I can't remember if I know how to sew.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Melugnar, Melugnar, Melugnar.
All right. And as that final vibrato note sort of vibrates out, Good job, Eric. As it emanates out and starts to shake the walls of the cell and the door you're in, you realize it's not your voice that's shaking the walls and the doors, but something deep beneath you. And the vibrations grow and grow and grow. And I think that's probably a good point for us to take a pause and for you to tell KT to come join me here.
I shall do so.
Cool.
Okay, toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. I am very, very
not that
very
we need
scared.
Our headphones on.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right, no headphones. Weird. No, whoa. I need them on. I can't do this. I have to have them on for
okay.
to feel normal. All right.
Feel normal. All right.
Next
are we
time
still
I play
recording?
D&D in normal, like face to face, normal D&D, I'll have
you
to
have
just
to wear
bring
headphones
a pair of headphones
or earmuffs anyway.
Yeah, I'll be the weird earmuff D&D player. All right, this is right. Weird because we're by ourselves.
Yep, but it's like other people
oh,
are here.
God,
we're
right.
Definitely talking
we
to each other differently.
Yeah.
Because
hello.
We're in.
All right, it's me and you. Let's go.
Hello. All right. So, Will.
Yeah.
You're put into this cell. The metal door clangs shut behind you.
Oh, the door ka-chang. Is metal. Sweet. Okay.
Yes, it is. It is a rectangle of featureless metal behind you.
I am trembling. So nervous. Everyone kept popping. It was a really, really nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone said that so far,
what?
But everyone else is on a call.
Yep.
And so everyone would keep popping in when they were done. And everyone's face is like this and they're writing 1,000 notes. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, okay. Oh, here we go. All right.
Hi.
Yep.
So there you are. And as we pointed out, Will is either ironically or unironically the only one of the four player characters that was put completely alone into their
Will.
Cell.
Yeah.
And so there you are.
Yep.
What do you do?
All right. So this is a completely pristine cell.
Yeah. You start. Are you inspecting or like just
I
first
look
impressions?
Around,
like,
I look
yeah.
around at the room and there's no window in the door, so I can't look out there.
Nope.
Are the walls and floor metal?
No, they're stone. They're white stone.
Painted?
If you look closely, yes.
Painted white stone.
Yep.
Is the bed a stone?
No.
All right.
But it's a low cot on the left side.
Okay.
Attached to the wall.
At least it's not a common room, so that's good.
There's four cots all occupied.
Oh,
in
no.
In yours.
In mine. I have to sleep with a bunch of strangers. All right.
And there's a chamber pot in the far right corner.
Right. Okay.
Not touching that.
I'm looking around. I want to see if there's some kind of magic to do with this spell. Cell. To the cell.
Okay.
What do I
so
roll?
An arcana
inspection?
Check?
Arcana? Okay. Inspection. I want there to be an inspection check.
That would be your favorite skill.
Inspection.
All right. 5 + 2 = 7.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sense anything magical about this room.
Wonderful. Well, I didn't think that we were just going to be alone in here, so I did
well,
not
right now you
plan
are.
For that.
I just want to know what Will does when he's alone in a prison cell.
Oh, well, I mean, in this prison cell, it's probably different from other prison cells.
Okay.
It seems nice and clean.
It seems very clean, actually. Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Too clean? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. you touch something, your skin melts away.
I'm going to try to... So, can I inspect the door? Like, is there a key that locks? Is there a keyhole?
There is no mechanism on this side of the door.
Was there a mechanism on the outside of the door?
Yeah.
All right. Can I... I'm going to look at Mage Hand to see. A point you choose within range... It doesn't say that I have to see it, I don't think. Let's see. It says, a spectral floating hand appears at a point you choose within range. The hand lasts for the duration or until you dismiss it as an action. The hand vanishes if it is ever more than 30 feet away from you. You can use your action to control the hand. You can use the hand to manipulate an object, open a locked door, an unlocked door or container, stow or retrieve an item from an open container, or pour the contents out of a vial. It doesn't say that I have okay. to see.
All right.
So I'm going to wait a few minutes and listen at the door.
Okay. You don't hear anything.
And when we were heading in, was there anyone sitting out in the hallway, like a guard or something that I would have been
sort
obvious?
Of regularly posted down the hallway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Sorry, it's not an empty prison
Why not?
Corridor.
Can't the door just be made of paper and I burn
it's an oubliette
it?
Right. Put here to be forgotten.
All right, well, that's something to remember in the future, I guess.
But also, mage hands are not visible.
Right,
just
but
so
I
know.
Don't want to draw attention to the fact that I might be able to do
just
it.
Just saying.
Do I feel as though I can't cast a spell like I felt before?
So you just want to know, like, without casting a spell,
yeah.
just
you know
if
what?
You feel it?
No, how about I try to cast light on the bed?
Okay. Cantrip, no waste.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so you try. What does it look like when Will casts light? Did you you have all your cool spell descriptions. This would be a great time to actually ask you what they are. You didn't write anything
right,
for
there's
it?
There's a couple on there.
I thought it was the only one.
It probably is like I scratch a match, but I'm uh-huh. scratching it right on the object. Like,
okay, got it. And you do that and then you feel silly because nothing happens.
I don't feel silly because nobody's watching me. Will's okay. all alone. I look around. I'm sure somebody is watching me. I hold my middle fingers up in the air like this, like stick it to the man. Stick it to the man.
Uh-huh.
I'm the man in my town, but I just hold my middle fingers up.
Right.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the walls are stone.
Yep.
At least I can't use cantrips. I cast sleep on myself and go to sleep. I think, you know what I do? I lay down on the cot and put my hands behind my head. Totally relaxed. Trying to exude. I'm not worried.
Just chillness.
Just chill. Just chilling on
All
the
right.
bed.
Cool. What are you thinking about, though?
I'm thinking that there's a lot that he's thinking. I mean, he's thinking about that he thinks that this side of the town is like a cult or something weird. There's something weird going on. He is probably a little nervous that he might just get squashed if some big guy comes in here and I have no magic or mm-hmm. power or anything like that. That would not be fun.
Squashed like someone tries to lay down on the bed on you and they're big.
No, I mean like somebody could like, you know,
I know.
That's the thing. I think Will is like, he was actually getting kind of confident in his abilities and everything like that. And mm-hmm. like going from Barovia, he beat a fucking vampire lord, you know, all by himself. So he was feeling pretty confident just in general. And then this happens and like maybe slowly as he's laying there kind of just like, I need to just pretend that I'm not worried because obviously I'm innocent. I have no mm-hmm. problems. I probably scratch at the crown trying to get it off my head. Okay. And then I guess depending on how much time, it's not like within 30 seconds. It's probably the longer I'm in there, the more likely there might come a time that Will is like, so if someone comes in here with a giant sword to kill me, I'm probably going to die. So hopefully that's not it. But this seems like a civilized town. It's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
No reason to worry about that. Also, probably one of these wacky characters that I'm with is probably going to bust through the door at any point and save me. So, I mean, if Bathwack doesn't, he is going to be in a lot of trouble contractually. So that's, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Speaking out loud.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, you asked what he was thinking.
No.
I
just like that would be said out loud. That's all. It's,
yes.
I'm just joking.
Mm-hmm. If Bathwack doesn't break in here soon, contractually, he's deceased.
Okay.
Is this the whole session? Is it just then
maybe
you're like, all right, and then we just bring yeah. everyone back. Sweet.
All right. So you're laying there on the bed,
yeah.
hands behind your head, just totally cool.
Totally
just
chill.
Like, yeah, just like a cool guy.
Yeah, I'm a really cool guy.
After a little while, you hear a sound.
Mm.
And it sounds like something rolling on stone.
Okay.
And it sounds like it's almost coming from like beneath you.
I don't like that.
It's very faint.
Okay.
Something small.
Small?
Yeah, it's not like far away faint.
Small rolling on stone?
Yeah.
Can I look down at the floor?
Sure, you can.
Is there anything in control of your body?
Yes,
that's
there is.
What I do. I look down at the floor.
And it looks like something has rolled out from under the bed.
What?
And you immediately recognize it as the orb that you gave Yeska.
Oh, no!
Is that in character or out of character?
I mean, I think Will's blood, like, is chilled. Wait, no. Did Will even see you narrated? So does Will recognize it?
Yes.
The sphere was, where did I get that sphere from? I know that it was not, it was like a sphere from the statue in the ghost house or something like that. It was like on a statue and I knocked it off maybe, or it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an object that I couldn't figure out what it was, but it was a sphere. And then I used it to lie to make him feel better.
Yeah, you like,
so,
put like a swirly thing inside of it and gave it to him.
Okay, so that's really scary. That's like the movie Changeling, creepy as fuck. So, but Will would
not
know.
I've never seen it, listeners, so I'm not stealing.
Yeah. No.
It's not the same as the Changeling.
No, but there's a ball in that bounced down the stairs several times and it was creepy and it was a wonderful ghost story. Anyway, George C. Scott, great. Anyway, so, I'm just recommending movies.
All right.
I see that, I recognize it, and I look under the bed because I'm like, where is the hole that this came out of?
Sure.
That's weird.
All right. Yeah, you look under the bed and there's nothing there. Again, very clean.
I am so scared now, and Will is not, though, because he does not suspect what I suspect given your fucking description of that ball.
Yeah.
But I look, there's nothing under the bed. No.
Nope. Yep. So peek your head down, you look under the bed, there's nothing there, and you look back at the ball and there's this purple smoke swirling within it.
I turn back and I'm like, that's hilarious. Oh my god, I'm like looking at the ball just like, that's fun. Good job, ball. I rub my eyes, wondering if there's a magical effect in this room making me hallucinate, or whether I've been given a hallucinogen on our way in here to this very pristine, almost medical, weird place.
Okay. You wonder that.
Roll for smelling a weird gas in
medicine,
the air.
Medicine? Like, I don't know, like perception?
Perception.
Sure.
Is there a weird mind control-y gas or magic
spell? 8 plus 1 is 9.
Oh god, I am 1, 7, and 9. Those are my fucking rolls so far.
Yeah, you don't catch any whiff of any ether or anything like that. Nothing that you can tell that's affecting your perception or judgment or mind in any way.
All right, I sit up. But I put my legs over the edge of the bed and I sit there with my hands between my knees.
Okay.
And just look at it. Like, and I'm wondering if I should react. I look at it, but then I'm also looking around to see if anyone's watching me. Because again, Will is a paranoid guy, but also this place has eyes everywhere or whatever. So he's like, is this some kind of weird experiment that's going on?
Okay. Yeah, you don't see any eyes, but nothing happens. Nobody busts in the door and says, ha-ha, you looked at the orb. It's just the orb is sitting there with this swirling purple mist smoke moving about within it.
You're looking at me.
I'm just looking at
you. With such a face. What do you want me to say?
I just want you to tell me what happens.
Okay. Well, what I will say is that Will sits for a long period of time and just looks at it because he figures if he looks at it, if it is an illusion and someone is watching him, all it looks like is that I'm looking at the floor. Maybe I don't see anything. I don't just stare the whole time. I'll play with my hair.
You're trying to make it look like you're not staring at something,
right?
But
I'm
also
trying
just
to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. He's just sitting there.
Great. I'll stand up. Walk around it,
and
I can't cast magic, but I'm going to try to cast Mage Hand to make it roll back under the bed where everything disappears.
Yeah, of course.
If I don't see it anymore, it's gone.
Yeah, you can't cast Mage Hand.
Okay, so I I walk over to the walls and I am sliding my hands along the walls. I'm knocking on the walls, tapping on the walls,
solid. No hollow spots or anything. You don't hear anything from outside of the cell.
Are there any blankets on the cot?
There's a small, thin, a thin blanket on the cot.
I take the blanket and I spread it over, spread it out like a picnic blanket to see if the blanket also has a lump on under it when I spread the blanket out.
Yeah, so you let it settle down over the orb. And yeah, it's got a raised point in it, like as if a blanket is laying over a glass orb.
All right, I pick the blanket back up.
Okay, the orb's still there, swirling.
I give it the finger.
Okay. You feel good. You feel in power.
All right. I take the blanket and I ball it up and I huck it at the ball.
Okay. It hits the ball and the ball behaves as you expect it would with it hit from the blanket, however direct it is, and it kind of rolls in the direction that you would imagine a blanket.
Such bad news. I'm like shaking.
Being pushed. Blanket hitting a glass orb on a stone floor would react.
All right. Well, I sigh. Can I move the cot? Is it like bolted to the wall?
It is bolted to the wall.
I guess now I'm getting to this point. Okay. I am not going to touch the ball until I think that maybe somebody's coming in the room, because I don't think I don't think Will wants to acknowledge this thing, but I don't think he wants it to be broken. And he's worried that if it's broken, maybe something bad's going to happen. So
So it's kind of rolled over to the side of the room near the wall after you threw the blanket on it. And it's still just sitting there with this purple smoke swirling in it.
Do I have the things in my pockets, I made my list? Did you want me to tell you what my list is?
It was just my money
that I had, my letter from Vera, the contract with Bathwack, a small steel mirror, a lucky stone, a pencil, and Madeline's locket.
Okay.
Those are the things that I thought would reasonably be in my pockets that he would want.
Okay.
I take the pencil and I... At this point, I guess, he's like, well, if somebody's looking at me, I'm already acting kind of weird. So he prods the ball with a pencil.
Okay. You push it and it rolls a little bit.
You are the worst. I'm so tense right now. Okay. I do not want to go back to Barovia. I sit on the cot again.
Okay. So basically you're saying you're not going to touch it unless there's something else that's happening.
I want to. My possessions were taken. Okay. Yep. Nope. I'm just sitting there.
All right. So after a good long while, eventually, you start to more feel than hear a very low rumbling.
Oh, no. Okay.
And it seems to be coming from, the ground beneath you. And it starts to increase in intensity.
Okay. Oh, my God. I have no magic. All right. Who's there? This is a hilarious joke. Listen, Morrow's Inlet, your hallucinogenic drugs are not going to make me behave any differently.
And the rumbling gets more and more intense.
This is a horrible experiment. This is unethical. You have unwilling participants. I think that this is really fucked up.
And it's getting stronger and stronger. It feels like something is coming up underneath you.
Oh, my God.
From the ground.
Does it look like the ball is bouncing or something?
The room is shaking.
Okay, I'm going to grab the ball then. Okay. You jerk. You wanted me to.
All right, you grab the ball.
Oh, no.
And it feels almost as if time has stopped or super, super slowed down.
Right.
The rumbling is still there, but it's now it's like...
Yeah. Brrr. Yeah.
But you're moving normally. And you hear a familiar voice. It says... You. Miss me? Should I say Miss We?
Why are you... What? We?
Us. Yes. Me, we. You know a bit more about me, us.
I really like it. We. Yep. Cool. This is great.
looks like you need our help again, huh?
Why? Why would I need your help?
Where are you?
Who cares? In a jail cell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? That's great.
Deep underground? No magic?
So what?
Maybe locked away forever?
I am not going to be locked away forever.
No?
No.
You think you're getting out of this?
Yes.
How?
Because this is a civilized town, it seems to be. And there might be a cult situation, but they're not going to leave me. I mean, fine. Stay here with me. If I starve to death, then maybe you have a chance. I shouldn't have said that out loud, probably, but fuck you.
I have a chance? How do you think I got here? I can go wherever I want.
No, I'm saying if I starve to death, maybe whatever the fuck you want from me might happen. But right now, no way.
No way what?
What do you want?
I want to help.
No, you don't.
No?
No. I'm not going back to
Barovia. Remember,
you're
looking at my face, but there's just an orb.
Right.
Just see, I'm just making that clear.
I'm not going back to Barovia.
I don't want you to.
Right.
Why would you want to go back to Barovia?
You are associated with Barovia. I am not going. No, Barovia. I'm not entering into any kind of shitty contract other than the other shitty contract I am already in. I am not entering into any one-sided manipulative contract.
Well, who said anything about a contract? I'm just offering you some help.
Yes, but we didn't really have a contract before either. No. But it was an unspoken agreement. No, mm-hmm. It was a spoken agreement, which is a verbal contract. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to make me feel crazy. I'm probably going crazy. It's probably that I haven't eaten enough.
I'm not taking you anywhere. Don't go in any carriages.
You're so funny.
I never told you to get into that carriage.
All right, Rafina, help! Somebody!
They can't hear you. You know that.
Why? Why? Wait, if I put you down, does time stop slowing?
No, these walls are too thick.
Yeah, but I can probably do something.
What? You've been in here for how long?
I don't know. What? 10 minutes? 20 minutes?
It's
minutes.
Been a little while.
All right. An hour? How long I been in here? Yeah. Not very long. I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you going to do next?
I'm waiting.
For what? For these people you disrespect and belittle at every turn to come and rescue you.
All right, listen, just because I disrespect somebody does not mean
this might be the perfect time for them to leave you behind.
What? They're not gonna leave me behind.
Why not?
Because why would they?
Why wouldn't
they? Rafina is not gonna leave me behind.
No.
Rafina thinks I'm her something. I don't know what it is. Pet.
What are
toddler.
You to her though?
I don't know.
What is she to you?
I don't know either. Why are you here? What is happening?
Just thought it might be fun to catch up.
Nope, not fun.
Why you, not?
This I don't believe anything of what's happening. Why is the ground rumbling? Watch. So you're gonna have me enter into some kind of shitty deal, and then the rumbling underneath me will be like an ice cream fountain coming up, and I won't get to enjoy that. So just hold off.
We're not going
with
anywhere.
Your shitty offers.
I think I could just give you your magic back.
I can have my magic.
Can you?
If I get out of whatever spell is being cast on this place.
Are you sure? Where are you getting your magic?
I don't know, but it's there.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is there. Yes.
All right, prove it.
I can't do it right now because they have some kind of spell.
Uh-huh.
This place is like a giant cult. They have weird followers. They're police officers.
And so your magic that you get from you don't know where is now all of a sudden just going to come back once you're out of it? Maybe it's gone for good.
Yeah. Okay. Way to try to tempt me. Bad temptation.
The ball is just there in your hands. Swirling.
I sit on the bed and I put it next to me.
So you let go of it?
Yeah.
And you put it next to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So all of a sudden you're back to the rumbling is intensifying and intensifying.
Ugh.
And I think that's a good point to bring everybody back.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay.
So we need to message them somehow.
Oh, shit.
I'll send a message to Denise. She knows what she's doing on Discord.
Okay. I mean, can I? Oh, shit. I was going to say one more thing.
You can say something still.
Oh, shit. Can I say? Well, I don't want to give anything away.
It's fine. Go ahead.
But I want to say, can I touch the ball once and just say what's in it for you?
Okay. what's in it for you? You touch it, time slows down again, or at least it
it's
seems
one
like
finger,
that way.
Touch it.
Yep.
What's in it for you?
Just a nice, close relationship with you.
Oh, fuck off.
Billy?
I take my finger. Oh, Billy.
You heard the
bit. Yeah, I knew he was going to disrespect me.
There we go.
There we did it.
It took me an embarrassingly long time to figure out how to do that.
It's actually because I think the call dropped. It stopped because we weren't actually in a call. It was just us sitting here.
Oh,
yeah. It was really weird too.
Discord
we were like talking as if other people were here, but we're like, there's nobody here. All right, this is really weird.
Okay.
Oh
so,
gosh.
Here we are, and we're
what's happening?
Well, so.
Yeah, what is happening?
Gwen, you were preparing to cast that spell. Backwhack.
Yes.
You're sitting there biding your time thinking about those plans you were thinking about making. Rafina, Will, that rumbling was growing and growing beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen and Bathwack, you start to suddenly, as this is happening, feel this deep rumble emanate from the ground beneath you. And you feel it more than hear it at first, but it starts growing and growing in intensity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just overpowering. It's like it's like thrumming through you, up through the ground into your body, and it's just overwhelming you, this massive deep bass.
Do I think I'm gonna die? Like, is that what I feel like? Because I will do something.
Doesn't like, Will always?
Right. Oh, you
I don't
guys.
Know. You're not sure. You're all you separate. Guys. You don't know that the rest of you are experiencing something similar.
And like, do I feel like the ground is gonna burst open?
Maybe.
I don't even know if I could. Oh, I'm gonna hold on to the thing that's next to me.
Okay.
The chamber pot.
Okay. In case I need to say something.
Okay.
Everyone, Will's holding it.
None of what I planned this whole entire week.
I know.
Applied.
I'm
at
sorry.
All.
I knew that was gonna be the case.
I am like. I don't know what to do.
Jimmy said the same thing.
Oh my god. Oh, okay.
All right. So yeah, so this massive sound is just tearing through everything, and all of the walls are shaking, and the cot is shaking, your chamber pots are rattling around on the ground.
Oh,
one of them
god.
Tips over, looks like it's been cleaned, so nothing spills anywhere.
I'm gonna make sure I can get Captain Clockface if we need to bolt.
Aww.
Okay, yeah, he's very close to you. Those of you who have cats with you, they're either curled up on you or near you.
Oh god.
Yeah, Cal's on my shoulders.
And then all of a sudden, in quick succession...
Is time not slowing for me anymore when I do that?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
In quick succession, the wall, like with the door set into it, sort of from left to right in your view, is suddenly just torn away. And behind it, where the wall once stood, there's this massive... another wall of this dark purpley flesh just rushing past. It looks like something has just torn through the walls and the doors in the front of your cells.
Abby's waggling her eyebrows. I think I know what's going on. I think I know.
And as the doors are ripped away, you hear this massive rumbling with some faint screams beyond it.
Yeah.
It feels like miles of this purple flesh just rush past. And then all of a sudden, the flesh is gone, and there's just this gaping hole where the doors once stood, where you would expect to see this sort of stark white corridor lit by these green fluorescents. It's just this dark, round passageway.
Wow.
Where it looks like everything has been sort of eaten away.
Yeah.
if any of you have the presence of mind to step forward and look towards where this wall of purple was traveling, you can just see this tail of some sort of this massive worm just tunneling off into the distance.
Mm-hmm. Is the creature gone?
If you rush out there and look, it looks like it's just rushing away.
Thank you, Melugenar!
Melugenar?
Melugenar. He's huge.
It's Melugamar.
Mel?
I put a picture of him in the chat.
I just saw Denise's cat again.
Denise's cat.
Oh. It's a glow worm.
The little Fisher Price. Oh my goodness. Those are the cutest things ever. I had one when I was little. Oh, that's cute. I didn't think it was that cute. Sounded gross.
Hey guys, there's a tunnel.
I look out.
Okay. So yeah, this has just ripped the doors off of all of the cells on the front both sides of the corridor.
All right, I turn around and I look at the thing on the bed and I point my finger at it and I'm like, yeah, fuck you! And I look out the hall again.
All right. You all hear Will do that because now you can all hear each other and potentially see each other.
What was that? Oh my God.
Guys, let's blow this popsicle stand. Come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's anything in the corridor. Like, the corridor itself seems to have been
subsumed. All the guards in it were just gone?
There's really nowhere for them to go.
Holy crap, you guys. There were guards. All right.
Back where the worm came from, you could see sort of a few stories up.
Yeah.
The sort of dangling, some few steps, like the staircase.
So how did it make a passage for us to get out? It came from up?
It must have.
It came from down. It looks like it charged through the staircase that led down here.
Okay.
And then went through the corridor, which when you walked through, it just ended in a wall further way down. And it just went through and is going away.
Rafina is right. We have to get out of here. I'm going to turn around, grab the object on the bed, put it in my pocket, and get out in the hallway.
All right.
Everybody
else? I'll stand up. Yeah. I'll stand up off my cot, uncross my arms, and
What?
I don't know. I was just chilling on the cot. I don't know what the rest of you were doing.
That's very suspicious.
Yeah.
Gwen's gonna go come out and be like, "Do you guys have your magic back? Let's go."
I'm gonna cast light on a rock in the dirt. I'm assuming it's like a path.
You are not able to cast light.
We gotta get to a place where we can. Come on, guys, let's go.
Oh. Wait, can you guys not see?
What?
Can you not see? Do we need light?
Oh, no. I was just trying to cast a cantrip. That was all. Can we not see? Is it dark?
Well, the rooms that you're in were illuminated by these green lights.
Yeah.
This out here is now just a dark dirt, like, hole.
The green lights, what do they look like? Is there glass on the outside?
They're just like kind of like built into the wall almost. They're like sort of.
Can I break the glass?
You don't see glass. They're just like sort of. They're like.
What is it?
It's just like sections in the wall that are like glowing.
Oh, like of the stone itself is glowing.
It's bioluminescence. It's gotta be.
Okay.
They're jellyfish.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the chamber pot and I'm gonna cast light on it and give it to Will and be like, here, you got a light.
No! Why? Of everything!
So your magic is working, cast light.
I have magic. Yeah.
I don't have anything! We have to get out of here. We have to get out of here. We have to get out of here.
Magic is working?
Does anybody need...
Rafina, can you cast spells?
Does anybody need a soup tureen?
What? Let's get out of here!
Rafina's holding her chamber pot.
I've got a really nice one here. It might come in handy!
Rafina, that is a toilet. Please, let's go. Who are the other? It's us, but then there's NPCs. Mo?
Mo is there. Halula's there.
All right.
And there's one other person. It's hard to tell exactly. Youngish woman who seems very bedraggled. And disheveled.
Is it Captain Clockface?
No, Captain Clockface is there with Bathwack, very close. This figure is not Captain Clockface. This is someone you've not seen before.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a young human.
Human.
And she's got sort of wild eyes, and she's like staggered out from her cell and just kind of looking around.
Like young, like a girl or like a young woman?
Not a child, yeah, okay. Like 20s, probably, you would guess, maybe.
Okay. Is it Irina?
Fuck no.
All right.
It's just me. Hello.
All right. Well, does she... I mean, God, Will is so selfish. I wish I could talk. I wouldn't talk to her.
Does Gwyn recognize her at all?
No.
Okay.
All right. Which way to get out of here? What do you think? Up the stairs? The stairs are broken? Can we get up the stairs?
It's like... kind of high up, you'd need to figure out a way to
well,
get up
when
that
we
high.
Look the other direction, it just goes off into a black tunnel, huh?
Into darkness. You're not sure if it goes somewhere helpful or not.
Which way do we go, guys? Rafina, was that the giant worm you've been talking about? I hope
yes.
So. Okay, you are awesome. Please let's get out of here. Which way? Okay. Do you think we should follow where he went, or she, or it, or they,
absolutely.
Or whatever?
Let's follow in his slimy footsteps.
Okay, nope, we're going the other way. Let's go up the stairs. Everyone up the stairs.
That's okay, Will. You can press to digitate any sliminess that you get on you. Don't worry.
I used to
it
be
was
able
just
to do
a
that.
Figure of speech. Worms aren't actually slimy, Will.
That's a lie. That's worm propaganda, Rafina.
It might be. but I need to talk to Halula. As we escape.
Oh, no, Rafina. Oh, God. I grab Rafina's hand and I'm like, go, Rafina. Do not talk to Halula. We have to get out of here.
We can talk and walk. Talk and walk. Walk and talk. We can do this.
I'm keeping
Rafina,
a hand
seriously,
on Rafina.
Should we follow the worm?
Why not? It's probably going to a place that is not here.
Oh, it's going to go down. I don't want to go down into the dirt. I don't want to live in the
go
dirt.
Go wherever you tell me to, then. Fine.
Oh, my God. Let's get out of here. Bathwack, make a stairway with your body so we can all get out. You can stay down here. Let's go. I'm just kidding, but help me get out of here.
Fine. If we're taking the stairs, let's go.
Yes. Right?
Halula. Okay, let's just go. But Halula, mm-hmm. I will go on the stairs. Halula.
What? Okay. I'm right here.
Stairs.
I've said what a
right,
few
so we're
times.
To the stairs.
I'm very distraught. What is this about a dam?
What dam?
What is the toggle dam?
The toggle dam, Rafina.
When was that built?
I don't know. A while ago.
How do I? But it wasn't there when I was there. I used to ferry across the Bear Toggle River. There's not even any Bear Toggle River there anymore where we live.
No,
why
no,
didn't
Rafina,
you tell me?
Not anymore.
Why are you patronizing me?
I don't know. I'm not trying to.
I'm dragging
I'm
Rafina by the hand. Like, I'm literally running with her. And okay. Is that lady following us?
She seems very lost.
Gwyn would have turned around and to talk to her before she ran away. And
okay.
Just be like, are you okay, dear?
I don't know. What's going on?
Something that I didn't do and is probably working better than what I was going to do. But we're getting out of here. I'm what? Assuming you would like to get out of here,
did
too.
I run by with Rafina, prison break! And I just keep running.
Will has crafted 7 shivs. He hands them all out.
Yes!
did you do this? What's going on? Is this... are we in danger? Is this... who's doing this? Is it them?
I have the same questions. Don't worry. But
is it you? Is it you? Are you with them?
I am. I am with. Yes, I'm with them.
You?
No,
you're with them?
Us? Not with them. Not with them. The bad them.
You're from Tivoli?
Who's the them?
What?
I'm not. No, I am not from Tivoli.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Far from it.
Who's worried about Tivoli?
What? I didn't hear that, I assume, since I ran by with Rafina.
You're screaming,
yelling,
prison break.
Prison break. I literally, Will is not. Last time he waited too long while he was trying to disguise people and he got caught. So mm-hmm. he's not waiting, but he's dragging Rafina and that's it.
Okay.
And she's just going to be like, dear, I have magic. I can protect you if you want to get out, if you're with us, hi, my name's Gwen. We don't have a lot of time for pleasantries here, mm-hmm. but we probably should get going if you want to come.
Okay. Okay. I'll go. Let's go.
I want to cast Locate Object.
Okay.
And locate my pack.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. And what's the range on that? Does it, is there a
Wait,
one?
You have magic? Feet. Oh, I hate everybody.
Wait, do I? I probably don't, but I could try.
So the rules of the spell can locate any object known to me as long as I've seen it up close.
Oh, totally. Yeah, any of your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
And it's 1,000 feet. Okay.
It's 1,000 feet, but through lead, it can't.
Okay, got it. You know that your pack is up and back, like, kind of above your cell kind of area, but up. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
Okay.
That.
So maybe we'd find it if we went up the stairs, is the best guess.
That would be, you'd think, the most direct way to get to where your things are. And also, it says that if the object is in motion, you know the direction of its movement, you do not sense that it is in motion.
Okay. Everyone, I think our packs are stowed upstairs. Maybe we can grab them on our way out.
Okay.
Rafina, were you asking if you could cast magic? Were you trying to cast something?
Yeah, but I don't want to waste anything, so I'm just going to remain in ignorance until it's time.
She's flying around behind me anyway. She's my kite. She's in the air. Running that fast. Her many scarves have formed a parachute. And she is flying behind me. And I'm like, stop! You're creating so much, too much drag!
Yeah, so much wind resistance.
Oh, wait! And then I like foof it out, and that's how I fly up the stairway.
Oh my gosh.
That's how we get out. Rafina. Yeah, me and Rafina. I Rafina'd the situation. Using Rafina, I pulled a Rafina right there. I think it works, right?
I'm happy to like haul people up. Yeah. I can like boost them. I want to jump on my hand and I'll lift them.
Yes.
Make a staircase.
You know, like
human pyramid.
My fingers interlocked, and kneel down and then boost people up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, steps carefully in your palms and then on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just slippery shoes. I don't have good shoes for it. I'm like just sliding all over his face.
I think Gwen's like, Bathalek, I don't know if you can lift me. We kind of weigh the same.
I weigh more.
Oh, he does? Or they do?
Don't
or?
You remember?
I don't remember. Oh, Mo is even bigger.
I have it written down.
Yeah, yeah.
We know you do.
I actually totally
I have
do,
it written
too.
Down.
And if I have to make a strength check, that's fine. I'll check
290,
if you want.
That's what it is.
It's low enough that you guys could start working on trying to hoist people up.
What do we need to do?
It just with time, I mean, you can eventually make your way up. It's not some like
nothing
puzzle.
Oh no. Okay.
To solve. It just takes a little bit of time.
Okay.
So yeah, obviously this has caused a disturbance. You think people are probably aware that something is going on down here, just so you know.
Right.
Bathwack, you know where our stuff is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can point.
I mean, I don't know exactly what room it's in, but I know where it is. It's sort of up above where my cell was. So we somehow have to climb up there.
Well, are we all going to go, are we all escaping up and going to try to get there? Or do two of us want to try to go up there and grab the stuff and come back?
Hurry, guys, hurry!
Yeah, we need to hurry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Will doesn't want to go where the worm went. Rafina seemed fine with us going up the stairs. I don't know if the worm is going to dig straight down to hell or something. I have no idea what that thing is.
Save your worm. Yeah, never.
If this is a discussion that's actually happening, I imagine I climb the stairs. I help Rafina up, and then I'm like, Rafina, like, really? Do we follow the worm?
Well, maybe he's trying to lead us to a happy place.
Like a McDonald's play place or something. Yeah, like a happy place for him, like he's gonna eat us all, or a happy place for like everybody because it's out of here.
He was just being nice. Thank you, Mel Yuginar.
Oh,
I hope this is the worst thing that ever happens to us because I just used up that one Mel Yuginar wish.
Oh god, how many wishes do you have?
Just the one.
You
it's
just
gone.
Have one? Oh, no. We got to... Oh, God. Should we follow him? I don't know what to do. Come on, guys. I'm already up here. I already slid all over Bathwack's face. We better get
Are
up here.
Are you hoping we can do something nice for him again so he'll give us another wish?
I
can
don't
we
know.
Shine your shoes, sir?
I have no idea how that giant worm would actually feel about me. I have a feeling that the giant worm was here to help you, and I was just coincidentally involved. So I'm a little nervous about that, but right. We need to get out of here.
I'm setting a timer for 30 seconds.
Oh,
you guys
shit.
Need to decide right, which
go.
Way we're going.
Go. I'm going. Will's going. He's
up
just
the stairs.
Going. Yeah.
All right,
going
up the stairs.
All right.
Yep. Oh, that was only 5 seconds.
Boy, that threat really worked.
I'll run to get the packs if we want to split up or.
Oh my God, I don't know if we should split up.
Well,
should we? It depends on where.
Yeah,
like
you,
what
so
it
you
looks
go
like
up the
up
stairs
there.
And you're sort of entering back into the rest of the complex of this Morrow's Tomorrow Today offices, which you went down, you know, sort of multiple flights, and. We're going to describe what you all encounter
no!
and what's in front of you next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, my God. You guys. Guys. Oh, no.
You know, we had all these plans about what we were going to do here. Like, we're going to go talk to Krumplemeyer.
Uh-huh.
Bathack was going to do whatever he was going to do.
Oh.
We're going to, you know, kill Ricardo.
Uh-huh.
We're going to blow up the wall, but I think we're just going to end up being fugitives trying to run for our lives and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and who was the one, because I heard it in out of character, but I didn't hear it in character, and who was the one that heard, what was it, you're with Tivoli or something? What was it? You're from Tivoli.
Gwen did.
Yeah.
Gwen heard that. Has Will mentioned Tivoli
around?
Oh,
I'm sure. 100 times.
It's impossible. It's impossible for that not to have come up. Except that Will was trying to kind of obscure that. So I'm just trying to think of real, like, it must have been. Must have been.
Must have been.
Must have been, right?
Must have been.
At least I've heard it.
You've definitely said it in front of Gwen.
Okay.
And not in front of Gwen, but she heard. Okay. She knows.
Whoa. I don't have any magic, you guys, and something really bad happened, and I'm really scared.
Really?
Yes. Will is going to go die now. Like, I'm just going to go get eaten
just
by a shark.
Just bad.
No.
No.
I'm not going to reveal the things that you don't want me to reveal.
The game
reveal.
Is over. You can't tell me what to do anymore.
This is so hard. I don't know what to do. I really hope I get magic back, or I'm going to have a very hard time playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Hint, hint.
Oh my goodness.
Are you a barbarian now?
I will.
Are you Curtis?
Yes.
I don't have my... my God. I don't have anything. I only had what's in my pockets, and it's nothing. And I really hope we do get our packs. And that's why... Man, we need to get out of here, but like, we need to get those packs. And we all got caught, but how busy is it going to be up there? Will we be able to get our packs? How evil is Eric becoming? Are we
Wait,
not supposed to
you
have
don't,
a packs?
You don't have magic
I
at all.
I do not have magic right now. And everyone else does. Is that what's going on?
Well, we don't know about me. We don't know about me.
Abby, or Rafina, is still Schrodinger's grandma when it comes to her magic.
So far, I do not have magic. I thought it was maybe a spell cast on the room that like wouldn't that prevented me from using magic. But now that we're out, I still can't cast magic.
No. Your magic bone got broken.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys, here's the other trouble is that you're making
Just
so many
us.
Secrets. You're making so many secrets that it's going to start being impossible for me to edit this podcast because I can't listen to theirs. And
these are the sessions where I'll have to, unless,
oh my God.
Depending on when you get to them, like what
yeah.
has been revealed, it's possible. I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy talk. That's very funny.
This is awesome.
It's so not awesome.
so many.
I like how so many D&D sessions are me just setting myself up to be tortured by you for the next week.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm realizing that right now.
You really just did that. Like, very much. Because, man, especially as people started casting magic, that's going to put... Will is going to be having doubts. Oh, my God. You guys, what happened to you?
But Will, you know what Will has? He has a chamber pot that's lit.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm holding a... glowing
a
toilet.
Toilet. Yeah. What else? What could possibly go wrong?
What are we going to do though now? Like, now at least the whole water side is going to be after us all the time. And they seem to be.
Are we going to be able to?
They seem to have really powerful magic.
And they're jerks.
And we need to meet. We need to meet Crumplemire if we care about finishing whatever we're trying to do here.
Yeah. Which I do, like, out of character, I certainly do, because I really want to, like, fix this shitty situation that's happening in this town. But, like, if I don't have any magic, Will's going to be like, it's time for me to just go home. Like, no more dilly-dallying. Just take me back.
That's like, you can carry me if you want.
Yeah, just put me in a box. I know I put that in the contract. I'm crossing it out. Just cross out the whole don't put me in a box with wheels and drag me to Tivoli, because you can do that now. That's on the table again. Oh, no. I don't know what... Eric's staring at me because he knows that he just put me in, like, so much agony, and I have no idea what to do now.
Fuck.
Because I planned. I really did. Look at all my notes. I did, even though I didn't have a plan for breaking out. I had a plan for what I was going to do and say. I was so excited. And then, like, it was the opposite of anything I could have thought.
That's when it's the most fun,
oh,
though.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I think that's true.
Oh. That's amazing. That's so weird that there's so much brick stuff.
That's a good sound.
Look at the brick.
Back on the brick.
So what do we want to do? Like, what is our grand plan in this place?
Yeah, I know.
If we can possibly execute it, which maybe we can't.
So obviously the goal of the creature we met underground is to eliminate the wall and, like, restore peace and harmony to the city.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I mean, eliminating the wall seems great as long as the water side doesn't creep into the cliffside.
Right. But right? I think that if we actually got to meet with Merrick Crumplemire, like, maybe he would have an opinion on that as well. Like, maybe we'll go in and he'll be like, you know what? That wall protects us from crazy tomorrow today. And we'll just have to burn tomorrow today to the ground. I mean, we don't really know. That's the thing. Like, we don't really know the situation from the higher ups' point of view. Like, obviously, people like Marco and Tess will have their own opinions, but then, like, Crumplemire and Marco's, like, whoever dead. The cult leader of tomorrow today is, will have their own opinions.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in pursuing that. There's that. And then we just have to, what is it? We have to get, like, 5 pieces of magic, 10
paper,
pieces of magic paper, which I'm assuming.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, do you not know that?
No.
Then, like, this creature under the ground might be lying to us because, you know, maybe he wants the wall destroyed so that tomorrow today can, you know, finally, maybe there's some kind of Crumplemire magic that's, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, so ideally we need more perspectives on this, but who knows where we're going to be able to go or, like, if. And that's, this whole week, what I had been wondering was, like, so if they have this whole list of accusations for us, did they actually witness those things themselves? Do they have video proof? Like, do they have magical proof?
I think. Yeah.
Or is it?
I think they have magic surveillance somehow.
Right.
Mordenkainen's faithful camcorder.
Right. Like, is it magical surveillance or is it hearsay? Like, there is a witness who said, oh, hey, this group did this. Because some of the things seem really hard to notice. Like, yeah, thievery. I stole shit right in front of people. Right. Like, obviously that happened. But, like.
But we also did that on cliffside and not on waterside. So. Yeah.
Well, I did steal some things on Waterside.
You stole from people right outside
badly.
There, yeah.
Right, like, but I was doing it badly. Like, really, I just...
On purpose,
so that doesn't
yeah.
count.
It doesn't matter, it okay. doesn't count. Well, listen, I had a whole but I mean, argument. Definitely, like, I had a whole like,
they
argument
had a
plan.
Point with all their... all their crimes, like, if they're actually crimes right. in their criminal code, like, we did those things.
Right, absolutely. And no. part of my issue was like...
Bathwife's like, I gotta turn myself in, guys. This is not right.
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
Bathwife never didn't leave his cell. Guys, I can't leave. I've been arrested.
Oh, my God. What? See, that would spur the conversation where Will would be like, listen, Bathwack, of all the bad people in the world, you're the goodest of the bad people, okay? So get out of there. Jeez. The whole like
heavy on the neutral and the neutral good.
God, this is so complicated. I really am
now,
nervous.
Now I'm second guessing our binary decision there to go up the stairs because right. if we really want to go to Cliffside and the Rafina's worm was burrowing underground, maybe he just dug us a tunnel to the caves, the paper caves or something.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
I know.
It could be to hell,
that
too.
Was the so, that know. Was the hard part for me because, like, Will obviously would not want to follow a giant worm. But I there were two things. Like, right, one could just be the worm did its job and left and went burrowing down into wherever the hell he goes. Or he could have made an actual, I guess I don't know what the request was that Rafina, did Rafina say, please make a subway mm-hmm. tunnel from here to Krumpelmeyer's factory? Or was it just like, get us out of here?
Yes. Populate it with a Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And,
yes.
Right. But do you guys need your, because I don't really have anything. Do you guys really need your whatever stuff they have of you?
Oh, goodness. It's everything I own. It is everything. It includes my brother's weapon. It includes my immovable rod, my scrolls that I have, my hair oil and comb. I cannot leave those behind.
Your pomade.
Yeah, yeah.
Will's a dapper Dan man.
I'm a dapper Dan man. Oh, God. There's so many things. I mean, I guess
yeah, because I say, like, I wouldn't mind following the other way, but if you guys actually have stuff that you need to get, we probably kind of have to go upstairs.
I mean, the other thing is, this is D&D, and, like, classically, there could be a whole, like, let's try to sneak in and get our stuff after we've already escaped. Like, try to find the stuff again. Get a good night's sleep. Cast the spell again. Find our stuff. However, maybe they burned it. Oh, yeah, sleep. We don't need
sleep.
Wait a whole night. Yeah. Get our shit back. Then go in fresh. Get our stuff. I mean, all of this is to say we've already made our decision and are going up the stairs.
Yeah. Right now, you just climbed up the stairs.
Right.
It's not like the ground collapsed behind you.
But we do need to make, like, you put the timer because we were like, should we split up? Should we do this? And we're doing that we have to, like, make a decision.
Well, I did offer if two of us want to go up there, I could make that happen, grab the stuff and come back.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like we're all definitely going up, but we're going to be up there and then we have to decide whether we want to keep going or go back down. Right. I think. Oh. Yeah, we can at least get our packs, check it out up there, get ambushed by a bunch of horrible wizards and, you know.
You guys, I have a terrible choice to make.
Uh-oh.
You guys!
All these terrible things people are talking about. What is this?
No.
I don't know what happened to Will.
Scared.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Will's going to sacrifice Rafina. He's going to feed her to the sharks.
Yeah.
Will said the nicest thing about Rafina, actually.
Kill
Bat by
getting your powers back. Is that what you have to do?
As nice as Will can get. I said he said the nicest thing about Rafina, but it's nice.
She's a little kooky.
He said, I think I can say this without giving anything away. Will said that Rafina would save him, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. That Will wouldn't. Oh, no. He said that Rafina wouldn't leave him. Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. But, man, you guys, I'm fucked. I don't know. Eric keeps look at it. Do you guys see him? He's just been staring at me this whole time, and he just keeps staring at. Now he's looking at the computer, but he was staring at me, and it's making me very uneasy.
You sure both.
I Stop it! I'm scared. Guys, now we have to wait another week.
I know.
And I didn't like get to really play with them. It was like all separated. No, I'm that was sad.
Instead, we had to make small talk.
That was fun, too. That's true.
I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, you didn't get any of that. That's
that
true.
Was by design.
We kind of got some small talk, I guess. Like,
yeah,
you know,
a little bit.
When we talked to you.
Some of you. Some of you more than others.
Oh, what does that mean?
You and Alex just played Gloomhaven. I know it.
Yeah.
And just stared at each other.
Yeah, probably. They practiced their first sound.
Yeah, Bathwick just sat down on the bed and crossed his arms.
Wow.
And and then we just played sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Bathwick does have magic, though, right? You cast it, or you said you have magic? I want to know if Will knows who
he
has
a
magic.
Spell.
Will, okay. So
I cast locate object, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I told you. I wasn't trying to hide it. I did it. Yeah.
Okay. So at least two people have magic. All right. You guys, I'm going to be the only person without magic, and I don't know what to do. I swear to God. You guys, I don't know what to do. First, he took my class away. Now he takes my magic away, and I don't know what's happening.
Well, you know what we've learned here is to not even try to plan what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, that makes my week so much easier.
I feel like such a fool, and I think I said it when we were doing it. I was just like, oh my God, you knew I was working on this stuff, and you knew this whole time that I wasn't even going to encounter
it. Oh. Why we shouldn't debrief, because he's always going to... He's going to steal our ideas about the worst possible thing that could happen.
Yeah.
And he's going to make it so!
Yep.
But you have to, because like we have... On the other one, we have a channel on our Discord that says like campaign planning, so we can at least give him a heads up on what we're thinking of doing, so he can totally screw us over.
I'm so excited for you guys to go back down and follow the worm to hell, see what worm hell is like.
Eric had a whole other written thing. It's like a whole journal full of worm hell ideas that he didn't get to use tonight. He's so disappointed.
Does he need these?
No, these little stickers.
Chapter
worm
16.
Hell.
16 worm hell.
How many rings of worm hell are there?
They're called segments.
Oh, segments! Oh, nice. Very good.
That's hilarious. Well done.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.